All right, we got Nick on the line from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Buddy, how has the fishing been?
Oh, awesome. Better, it seems like.
Well, I got to tell you, I kind of knew that going in. That's why I wanted to call you today. You know, deer season has been a real bust for a lot of people, and I'm trying to exploit anything I can that's a really good right now. And I tell you, I am getting so many great reports from steelhead fishermen, and this rain we're getting today, what do you think that's going to do?
It's going to improve conditions big time. I'm probably going to go back to fly fishing now and, you know, go a little further up on the rivers and going to spread some fish out, bring some new ones in. Perfect. So, very, very good timing.
So I got to tell you, I drove by a local river in Marquette. Well, I'll just say the Carp River, and it was already starting to come up significantly from this rain. And they're talking 2 inches by the time we're done today.
That's great.
And I know that it probably isn't going to be as easy to fish with this high water, but man, once it starts to come down, it looks like later this week, I think it's just going to be unreal. What about you?
There's going to be some numbers of fish. I mean, from what I've seen coming through with the low water, high water this time of year is going to bring us a good push.
So tell me a little bit about what you're anticipating to change as far as, you said you're going to go back to fly fishing. What were you doing before?
For the most part, yesterday I guess I had the fly rod out, but right now I've been mostly fishing with indicators, you know, just big clear drift floats and jigs and waxies or a nymph under bobber. Now I'll probably go back to the more traditional fly fishing methods, you know, doing some bottom bouncing with lightweight, that kind of thing, further up on the river.
Like dredging with nymphs and the runs and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Probably do some streamer fishing.
Oh, you going to swing some flies then, too?
Yep. Strips, conehead streamers, usually just tight to the bank, get them under the wood, and, you know, there's still some coho up there. We've got the browns that are going to hold over all winter. Lots of fish to catch.
Are you hearing anything from outside of Marquette County right now?
Lake Michigan tribs are doing good, but water levels are going to get pretty dangerous down there, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, the reports from 2 or 3 days ago, fishing was really good down there.
And were you hearing anything working better than another?
It's pretty much whatever you want to use. streamers have been kind of slow. You know, a fish here or there, but nymphs and eggs, same as up here.
And when we continue with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, we're going to keep talking about river fishing for steelhead, but also talk more about the splake and river mouth fishing. Plus, what should you change with your strategy with the river levels coming up like they are? And the next few days, they're going to start dropping again, according to the forecast. So stay tuned for part two with all these strategies in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.